the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
A quiet evening with Fred and the new equipment.
You're walking on the street. You keep letting me happy.
But you never find a place to go. Never find a place to go until suddenly, man, you never even knew what hit you. I say what hit you was the back of your head. That's right. I say get off of the street, get off of the street, boy. People gonna think, yes, they're gonna think. People gonna think you're space. So you go to get a cup of water just to calm you down. But when you turn around, some joker slipped you a tea. Hey, you knew it was a mama's tea. That's right. I said get off of the floor, get off of the floor, boy. People gonna think, yes, they're gonna think. People gonna think you're spaz.
Of the greatest 60s underground garage rock, I'm Phil Gray. Thank you so much for joining me again for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 515. We got underway with a band called The Elastic Band, The Elastic with a K. A single so uncommercial that it's hard to believe that it got released on a fairly large label called Atco, even by the standards of the time. It was, well, I don't want to use the overcooked term politically incorrect, but let's say socially unacceptable. The song is called Spaz. From this band out of Belmont, San Francisco, formed 1965. They had done one record as This Side Up, then became The Elastic Band, released a bunch of singles. In fact, they recorded a couple of albums worth of music with a label called Cap, subsidiary of Universal, who eventually changed the band's name to Dangerfield. But this band, really best known for that track Spaz, included on the first volume of Pebbles reissues and again for the Nuggets box set. The Elastic Band, Spaz, getting episode 515 underway.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, a very cool release that has just come out thanks to Sundazed Music and Third Man Records. The Little Bits, we've had them here a few times on the show, that incredible track, Girl, Give Me Love. The Little Bits, together 67 to 69, out of Jennings, Louisiana. They released music on Velvet Air Productions. The Little Bits, Pre-Teen Punks out of Jennings. Girl Give Me Love, 500 copies pressed when it came out in 1967. And finally, a bunch of ultra-rare singles plus previously unreleased tracks now available. Just look up Sundazed Records. Here's a sample. The Little Bits, the alternate take of Evil on My Mind.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. We'll be right back.
there's a clown, and she told me to move it right out of this town.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, set of three out of the States, the little bits of that brand new release from Sundays Records, Evil on My Mind. Then we had the Brakemen. Brakemen, B-R-A-K, A with a, like a dash. Is it an umla? Anyway, the Brakemen out of Fremont, Nebraska. Like the little bits, all band members in school when they formed in 1964. Eventually six members and they became the Six Wild Brakemen. Anyway, first live show, April 1965 in Fremont. They won a battle of the bands thanks to a homemade light show. They toured around Colorado and Iowa. Then 1967, traveled to a studio in Council Bluffs, Iowa called A1 Studio, recorded a 45. And from that, I believe the B-side, Movin' from the Brakemen. Wrapping the set, the Ravens on Haven Records, 1965 release. This band out of Danbury, Connecticut, together 64 to 69, The Ravens, with a cover of Roy Orbison's Working for the Man.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Well, here's a band out of Parma, Ohio. More Teenagers. A trio. Two raw slices of garage punk. First track was called Yeah. Second one, No Reason to Complain. This is the Alarm Clocks.
Walking down the street, I get a sigh. I got no reasons, no good ones why. To say my baby standing there. She doesn't know, doesn't even care.
I've got no reasons to complain.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a definite correlation between the rock music, the dirty body, the long hair, the festivals, the loose morals, the free love, the homosexual, the effeminate, the one worldism, and communism. There's a definite correlation.
Kevin from Hamilton East, long-time listener to Phil Gray's Retrospect. Giving thanks to Phil for his years of service to us who love the crazy old music of the 60s.
And a set of four. Firstly, out of the States, the Alarm Clocks, No Reason to Complain, and The Hazards on Groove Records. high school students. This show packed full of school students. These guys are out of Richmond, Virginia. Thomas Jefferson High School. Very cool cover of Hey Joe, A side of that 1967-45. Then over to Scotland. The Antiques, A-N-T-E-E-E-K-S, from Kilmarnock, Scotland. Soul single released 1966. The band did play in London with the Animals on one occasion. The Antiques with I Don't Want You. Then fourthly in the set, pictured information up on our Facebook and Instagram, The Raiders, R-A-Y-D-E-R-S, formed as The Seekers, 1965 became The Raiders, to avoid a clash with Australian pop folk band The Seekers, and having Raiders with R-A-Y, not a bad idea in the time and place. Being New Zealand, immediately following the huge success of Ray Columbus and The Invaders. So The Raiders, although they didn't have a drummer called Ray Mulholland, they travelled from Auckland to Sydney in 1965, only to find that the club where they had a residency had just burned to the ground. Went back to New Zealand, got a residency at the Galaxy Ballroom in Auckland before moving to Hamilton, New Zealand in 1966. So they resettled in Hamilton, picked up a new member in the form of Kevin McNeil. Hi Kevin, still kicking around Hamilton, New Zealand, and released two singles, including the track we had, a Who-influenced track called Workin' Man.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Time for Global Garage, starting off in Chile. The band formed 1964, influenced by the Stones, the Yardbirds, and the Beatles. They are Los Vidrios Quebrados, the Broken Glass. Together 64 to 69, recorded for EMI, Odeon, and UES Productions. Originally formed as Los Lawyers. Two of the band members, law students at the Catholic University of Chile. After being Los Lawyers, they became Los Cuervas. Then 1966, back to a four-piece Los Vidrios Quebrados. One LP only for UES titled Fictions. The band then broke up when a band member decided to resettle in Paris, another in London, and another in Stockholm. So here we go. Los Vidrios Quebrados, Que Importa El Tiempo. Say cover of Time Is Out of the Question.
Today we're free. The session is well. Somebody will play guitar. The candlelight will soon be out, and after this we'll have a trip, talking through the smoke, smoking through the sound, walk around the world, joining our soul. Let's enjoy the session, let's enjoy the session, come on inspiration, let's enjoy the session. Session, day or sun, time is out of question. It's our first relation that will end on Monday. Perhaps next week we have another trip.
To a certain extent, it is what it is. It's going to burn out.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you. cops on the street. A man with no arms. A woman without hands. Don't try to make noise.
Fields, most gorgeous things you've ever seen, and then you have these ugly things.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
A lo lejos el sol ya se va, y la noche pronto caerá, y la luna su reinado empezará. La chica sola no podrá en la oscuridad caminar. Te acompañaré y mi corazón te daré. A lo lejos el sol ya se va y la noche pronto caerá y la luna su reinado empezará. Oh, sí, sí, mi amor. Yo sin ti. Oh, no. Mi linda chica sola no podrás en la oscuridad caminar. Te acompañaré y mi corazón te daré. A lo lejos el sol ya se va y la noche pronto caerá y la luna su reinado empezará. Sin ti. Oh, no. Tenemos que ir. aquí, pues sola no te quedarás tú. Tenemos que irnos de aquí, pues nada puedo hacer yo sin ti.
Three Global Garage tracks. Firstly, out of Chile, Los Virginios Quebrados, then Los Rockets, one of the first rock bands in Nicaragua. Not a band I know much more about. Track called Fuera de Este Mundo, and wrapping the set, favorite out of Peru, Los Shanes, formed 1963, one of the big bands in the Peruvian rock scene of the 60s, four studio albums and a soundtrack to a film. Los Shanes, Tenemos que irnos de aquí. We got to get out of this place.
Psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure, though he may not be aware of its true nature, will nevertheless pervert.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. More global garage, let's go to the continent now, for a band called the Nightbirds. Now this band is described in different places online as being either Swiss or Italian. They were big fans of the Beatles, the Yardbirds, the Kinks, the Stones, the Pretty Things, the Who. 1965, they toured Switzerland, Italy, France, and Germany, recorded four singles in Italian at EMI in Milan for the Italian and Swiss markets. So I believe the band is Swiss, although their releases in Italian. Here's one they released in 1967 on Columbia, B-side of a 45. It's their cover of Richard Corey.
Para la tuta la città, è un uomo senza scrupoli, la gente ormai lo sa, figlio di un banchiere, ha tutto il suo potere, lui controlla con autorità l'alta società. Ed io che scopo giù in fabbrica, io conduco vita grama ed impreco la povertà, maledico la povertà, vorrei essere come lui, vorrei fare come lui, Richard Corey. E si parla dei suoi fatti, dalle orge sul suo yacht, non c'è niente che non possa, quel che vuole tutto ha. Ed io, che scopo giù in fabbrica, io conduco vita grama, ed impreco la povertà, maledico la povertà, vorrei essere come lui, vorrei fare come lui, we shall call. Se le offerte prodigo, non è per carità, le passo tanto per pubblicità, non ringraziano perché elargisce i patronati, ma che leggo sui giornali, we shall call, sì proprio lui, si è sparato e non c'è più. Ed io che sgolpo giù in fabbrica, io conduco pentagramma ed impreccio la povertà, maledico la povertà.
More great 60s garage punk.
Ora non mi importa proprio quello che fai.
poi se vuoi che ti salutiamo.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Tracks from the continent, Nightbirds top of the set with Richard Corey, followed by Italian band The Eye Kings. You can see them on our Facebook and Instagram. Go there, check it out, and follow us and like us. The Eye Kings, released on Durium Records, Italian label, 1966. B-side, Trovani un Altro. Then thirdly, Q65 out of the Netherlands, formed 1965. Prominent Nida Beat band, very much steeped in the blues, but taking on influences from the British Invasion, the bluesier end of it, so the Stones, the Animals, adopted the name Q65 in 1965. It would seem combining parts of the titles of Susie Q and Route 66, but 66 rolled back to 65. Significant success from 66 through to 1968, disbanded in 1968 due to various drug issues and military services. Q65, Cry in the night.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
Back over to the UK for a band out of Tamworth, formed 1964, together through till 1967. They are known as the 4Xs, well actually the 4XXXXs, also at times as the 4Xs 5, presumably when a fifth member joined. Also at one stage known as the Power and the Glory. Fairly obscure band though. Here's a track from a comp called Riot of the Amphetamine Generation. This is Take It All.
Anywhere. When I first met you, I loved you so. Times have changed now, babe, so you've gotta go. So don't come crying to me, girl, 'cause I don't care. Take your love and fortune anywhere. Cause I found somebody new who really loves me. I found somebody new who really cares. I've just realized what love can be. Like a flame which you ain't had for me. So you and I are through now after all. Take your love for me, yes, take it all. I found somebody new who really loves me. I found somebody new who really cares.
Well, I think it's quite clearly obvious. It's utterly disgusting.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock, and Psychedelic.
I'm
two tracks off the very cool Riot of the Amphetamine Generation, the Four X's with Take It All, followed by the Red Hook Angels with That's All I Need. They are from Wisbech, Cambridgeshire, UK. That's all I can tell you about the Red Hook Angels. But that's more than I can tell you about our final track for this episode. It's an instrumental with an unknown title by an unknown band. And that is Peak Retrospect. Thanks for joining me for this episode. Don't forget, our Facebook page and our Instagram, all the track listings are up there, information about the bands. And you can go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you go to get your podcasts, and get dozens and dozens of back episodes. Enjoy them. Thanks again. I'm Phil Gray. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragic, horrible day, worst in our country's history, a horror show.